أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدني علما اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All the brothers Alhamdulillah we have got another opportunity to perform Salatul Jum'ah and to remind ourselves some of the Islamic teachings and to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send Durood o Salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the main purpose of Jum'ah prayer. Today's topic is very important. I was trying to make this topic for last many months, an Islamic guide to use social media. That's the topic which, based on the needs of today's time. So the ayah I recited, I will do translation. And certainly we created man and we know what his mind suggests to him, and we are nearer to him than his jugular vein, life vein. We have two more ayah, part of this same topic. I will recite with the after this overview, inshallah. So, this ayah, we will explain shortly. Before that, now we are talking about social media and we are saying Islamic guide of social media. So, why we are, what Quran and Hadith says about this communication generally. So, and we will see that, and we will apply same concept to all these means of communication which we have now. Islam is a complete and comprehensive religion, and all the guidance that we could possibly need provided or found in Quran and Hadith. In Quran, Allah says, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبِيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ There is one word here, very important. تِبِيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ So what is the translation? We have revealed the book to you explaining clearly everything. تِبِيَان means clear. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ Everything. So this covers everything. Whatever you can think, whatever you need, you can find in Quran and Sunnah, the guidance how you can follow Quran and Sunnah to render those matters or those deeds. So Quran and Sunnah also teach us that how to communicate with others in our daily life, daily social life. And that applies to social media as well. So that's actually the theme. We will see, because Quran says, Quran provides teachings and guidance for everything. So how, what Quran says about or Hadith says about how you should use social media, that's actually the topic today. So the first ayah which I recited, now the second part, that everything is being recorded. So that's actually the theme. Everything is being recorded. And now it's not hard to believe everything is being recorded. I just read a news other day that internet TV, you know, IP TVs, smart TVs can easily spy on you, what is happening in your house, easily. They have cameras, they are connected to Wi-Fi, they can easily spy on you everything. So they suggested put a tape on the camera. Can you imagine that suggestion from FBI? They suggested if you have a TV, put a tape on the camera. If you don't know how to use or how to turn off the features, so better turn off. Otherwise, it's connected to Wi-Fi and anybody can hack and then see what are you doing in your house. So that's very dangerous situation, like these smart devices can spy on you. So everything is being recorded. Allah is recording everything as well. So how? We will see that. So the ayah is, إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدِ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. When the two receivers, two angels receive, seated on right and on left, man does not utter any word except that with him is an observed, prepared. So whatever we utter is being recorded. So we have two angels, they are recording everything. So that's actually Allah's solution of recording, how Allah is recording everything. So the topic is today, an Islamic guide to use social media. So the base of this concept is Allah is recording everything. So we need to be conscious of that. So that's baseline. And then Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, indeed, a man says a word from that which pleases Allah. So if a man says something and it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he never thinks anything of it, like he does not think any reward of it, but Allah keeps the reward of that something which he says nicely or nice thing or positive thing and which pleases Allah, then Allah will keep reward of that thing for the day of judgment. And indeed, a man will utter a word from that which angers Allah. If we say something which angers Allah, displeases Allah, and we don't even know we are displeasing Allah by saying those words, so Allah will keep the punishment of that thing for the day of judgment as well. So we need to be very careful what we say and what we think. So Allah is recording everything with the means of two angels on our shoulders. So that's the first line of base of our topic. Now we will see how that applies to our social media, because it's talking about saying words from your mouth. But writing, posting, sharing, forwarding is equal to speaking now. Whatever you type, if you cannot call, you type. So it's everything which is coming in from your mind, on your fingers, on your button, forward, like, dislike. Everything actually is converted into digital now. So what is the second part? Everything which we do, which we use to speak, and whatever rules apply to speaking automatically applies on writing, posting, sharing, forwarding. That's actually automatically applied. So we will see that inshallah. So if we learn the ruling of how we speak, like what are the ruling when we talk to others, what are the ruling when we communicate with others, we think when we speak, but we somehow ignores when we use the digital means, because it's we think it's just forwarding, but we are forwarding some lie, some fake news, something which does not have good content in it. So that's actually very important to understand how writing, posting, sharing, forwarding equal to speaking now. So that's very important concern. So what rules applies to speaking? What are those rules? Let's see. Do not belittle others. Like, do not insult others. So when we speak, it's very clear. What is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says? It is sufficient evil for a Muslim to belittle his fellow brothers, like joking, you know, mocking of making fun of others, belittling others. So that's actually first rule of speaking. Same applies when you are talking in social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything. That applies over there as well. Do not lie. So everybody know the evil of lies and the punishment of lies. So a person may leave their house and say a lie which then reaches the horizon. So look at, do not lie. The punishment of lies applies, you know, everybody's aware of, this is not the topic on what are the, punishment of lies, but the basic rule of speaking, we need to be truthful. We need to speak truth. So that actually applies to digital means as well. Do not swear or curse. Do not abuse. Same thing which applies to speak, it applies over there. Do not backbite. Do not spy. Do not backbite. Surah Hujurat. We have whole surah of these social matters. All this social society, how we build society, a beautiful, peaceful, respectful society. Surah Al-Hujurat. So what is the ayah? Do not spy on one another and do not bite one another. Surah Hujurat, ayah 12. Be gentle, polite and forbearing. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the strong is not the one who can out wrestle another, but the one who controls his anger. Sometimes, you know, when we are talking and you get angry, your mouth says something which is out of your control. Same thing when you receive something on your phone, WhatsApp, you need to control your anger as well. So whatever ruling is applied to speaking is applied to use social media nowadays. So what first thing which we learned today, writing, posting, forwarding, sharing is same as speaking. So apply all the rules of speaking when you use social media. We are learning Islamic guide to use social media today. And now I want to give the credit where it belongs. When I think about a topic, I do some research. So there is a Sheikh from UK. His name is Sheikh Ehsan Hanif. He has written everything in that topic. So what I have done from his internet page, and I added some extra hadith and verses in my handout. So I converted that into a handout. So the credit, the content and the credit goes to Dr. Sheikh Ehsan Hanif from UK. So I want to give that credit over there. I whatever research, because usually I do research and then look at hadith and ayah. But it was already done, alhamdulillah. So people have done that work because it's so important to understand how we communicate on social media based on Islamic teachings and sunnah. Nowadays everybody just forward everything. You cannot stop this WhatsApp now. So general etiquettes. Now we will see general etiquettes. So using social media while hidden behind the screen does not give you permission to write whatever you want, to say whatever you want, whatever pleases you, it does not give you permission. If you are just sitting and using WhatsApp or Facebook, it does not give you that permission. So we need to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is being recorded. Angels are writing everything. So what is the ruling? What is the journal etiquettes? Maintain good characters always. You know, the way we build our character in physical, like society, like in your circles, your context, you have some character. Everybody know you from your dealings, how you deal with matter, what you say, do you follow, how you talk, what is your company, what are your friends. Same exists on digital identity as well. Your character exists on online as well. Whatever you post, whatever you share with your friends, whatever you like, is building your character. So what is the idea? Maintain good characters always. Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there is nothing heavier on the scales on the day of judgment than good character. Respect others. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Muslim is the one who others are safeguard from his hand and tongue. So it's very, very clear baseline. Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, so we should not say anything which insult others as well. Do not attack the honor of others. You know, nowadays you see so many videos are mocking around other people. Twitter is very common to say something to someone and then, you know, retweet. So we need to understand we should not be part of that, you know, liking or disliking or forwarding the matter which actually are insulting others. It's very common in politicians, it's very common in actors. So this is actually the reality now, and we should not become part of that or a victim of that. And do not share anything which you receive without any verification. few days ago, everybody must be getting, you know, $200 voucher from Walmart. How many of us, achieved that or got that voucher? I got from 4 or 5 people. We have to stop. Okay, stop. This is, it was in the, I did some research. It was around 2-3 years ago. So that thing is fake. People are keep forwarding, getting excited, forwarding to others. So we need to do a little efforts. If you want to forward anything like that, do some research, then forward. So that's very basic. So Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, it is enough for a man to prove himself a liar when he goes on narrating whatever he hears. So the same applies when we forwarding. Now we are not listening from others and saying to others. We are just getting on our WhatsApp and forwarding to others. So that's actually the reality now. And maintain the moderation in use of social media. We need to see our screen time. You know, the way we are monitoring our children's screen time, we need to monitor our own screen time as well. Sometimes we spend a lot of time. If you see your screen time, it will tell you how many hours you spend on your iPhone or your smartphone. So that's actually the main thing. Because Allah says in Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Allah made this ummah wasat, like moderate. So we need to be moderate in everything. And then be like honeybee. You know, what is that? Be like honeybee. Like honeybee goes to, you know, honey and flowers. So we should only share positive thing and ignore negative thing. If you get some bad things which may create distress, you know, anxiety in others, don't share with people. Why we need to share everything? So that's the idea here. So now I had few more topic like online modesty. So I think the handout will be here. But since we have very limited time, so we will inshallah conclude here. The bottom line is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever you use social media. So that's actually the bottom line. Allah is very powerful. He's all watching. He's all hearing. He's all knowing. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the evils of social media and our generation as well. Ameen ya rabbal alameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.